look at this some more. We're simply going for truth. And this is what I want to encourage you again to always do in all matters, but especially when it comes to the Word of God, pursue truth. This is critical. The author writes, and this is, and I'm speaking of Alexander, he writes the parallel expression in the midst of the gods, or in the midst of the great assembly, or among the gods, in the midst of the gods, or among the gods, however your translation reads it, in verse 1, the second line, in verse 1, he gives judgment among the gods, in the midst of the gods. That expression super adds to the idea an allusion to a singular usage of the Pentateuch, first five books of the Old Testament, according to which the theocratic magistrates, as representatives of God's judicial sovereignty, are expressly called Elohim, which again is plural for God or gods. And it can refer to, Elohim can refer to the divine God, the Trinity. It can refer to humans who have been given special positions and special responsibilities, particularly by God. And there's more than one of them. That's why we're saying humans, plural, people, plural. They've been given divine responsibilities. And these, again, are magistrates. And, of course, we know that magistrates have judicial authority. They have authority to rule on cases, to hear trials. And in this case, they are specifically theocratic magistrates because, again, they were appointed by God as his representatives. And so they are theocratic magistrates serving as representatives of God's judicial sovereignty. And as a result, because God is the one who gave them these positions with these authorities, they are called Elohim, gods. But please notice this. This is critical. This is not something that all of the people of God are called, because not all of the people of God in Psalm 82 were judges. Only some of the people were judges, just like only some of the people were priests. Not all of the people in the Old Testament days, not all of God's people during the Old Testament days were priests. Remember, in the very beginning, Aaron was the high priest, and his sons were the priests who served under his authority. And they were the only, they were not a nation where everyone served in a role as a priest. Now, I know some people might be saying, wait a minute now, though. In the New Testament, we are all kings and priests. Remember, the primary point here is not who were priests. First of all, you're talking about something that is very, very different here. Different time, a different role for priests. But especially, remember, my only point is to let you know that in the Old Testament days, not everyone was called a priest, because not everyone was designated by God to be a priest. By the same token, not everyone was called a judge, because not everyone was given the role, the task, the title of judge. Not everyone had judicial authority in that day. Only those who were designated as judges were judges. The prophetess Deborah was a judge, but not everyone in her day was a judge. Can you imagine if you had a nation where everyone was a judge? Who would hear any case? Who would hear any trial? Who would pass down any decisions if everyone is a judge? When Moses was traveling with the people of God and his father-in-law Jethro saw how Moses alone was hearing every case, every complaint that someone brought against someone else, And Jethro let him know, hey, look, you can't continue to do this. You wear yourself and the people out. And he told him how to appoint others who would serve as judges under his authority. And they would hear the lighter cases, the easier cases, and only the toughest cases would be brought to Moses. All the rest of the people were not judges. There were specific people who made up a subgroup of judges. So again, let me read this line to you, written by Alexander from a commentary on the Holy Scriptures. The parallel expression in the midst of the gods. Let me read the verse to you again. Verse 1, God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods, or he gives judgment in the midst of the gods. This is what he's referring to here, where he says the parallel expression in the midst of the gods. It super adds to the idea an allusion to a singular usage of the Pentateuch, according to which the theocratic magistrates, as representatives of God's judicial sovereignty, are expressly called Elohim. So when you look at this chapter and you've done the research and you've really, really studied closely what is being said here, we find again that in verses 6 and 7, God did indeed say, you are gods. Verse 7, you will fall like every other ruler. Let me read the entirety of both verses again. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Not everyone was a ruler. Only a small subgroup of the people were considered rulers. Let's look at this some more next week. More of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., though, a different topic coming up in just a few.